Good evening, or morning, or afternoon, or night, or depending on where you're at. Just wanted to say hello. Hope you're having a wonderful day. I was reading through, well, I read through Hebrews. This is the Message Bible, but there's a bunch of good stuff. I really felt like this was me when I read it, so I just figure I would share it because I just connected with it. So it's Hebrews 10:32-39. And it says, "Remember those early days after you first saw the light?" For me, that was 10 months ago. "Those were the hard times. Kicked around in public, targets of every kind of abuse. Some days it was you, other days it was your friends. If some friends went to prison, you stuck by them. If some enemies broke in and seized your goods, oh Lord, you let them go with a smile, knowing they couldn't touch your real treasure. Nothing they did bothered you, nothing set you back. So don't throw it all away now. You were sure of yourself then. It's still a sure thing. But you need to stick it out, staying with God's plan so you'll be there for the promised completion. It won't be long now. He's on the way. He'll show up most any minute. But anyone who is right with me thrives on loyal trust. If he cuts and runs, I won't be very happy. But we're not quitters. Oh no, we'll stay with it and survive, trusting all the way." So I'm still got to get through the we'll stay with it and survive and trusting all the way. But so then, okay, a little bit about me now. I had to get an ankle bracelet yesterday for 80 days so that they can monitor me. And it's kind of a little bit down yesterday, but I knew, you know, in my head, reading the Bible now, you know, in the past, there would have been, "Oh, you dummy, you stupid, you're an idiot, you," all those nice things. But now, with God, it's like, okay, so, in Hebrews 12, okay, let's see, and it's all, alright, so this is like 4 through 11, but "Don't feel sorry for yourselves, or have you forgotten how God, how good parents treat children, and that God regards you as his children? My dear child, don't shrug off God's discipline, but don't be crushed by it either. It's the child he loves that he disciplines, the child he embraces, he also corrects. God is educating you. That's why you must never drop out. He's treating you as dear children. This trouble you're in isn't punishment. It's training. The normal experience of children. Only irresponsible parents leave children to fend for themselves." So now I can say, you know, things like, he trusts me and he loves me and I'm more worthy. I'm anointed. I have the experience. So the experience produced the fruit. And so now, instead of calling me all those negative things, God has flipped the flow and perspective on what being punished by him means loved. So I'm loved and he trusts me and all those things. So it's positive. That's what he does for you. Yeah, I just thought I'd share. I was a little down yesterday, but didn't last long. I worshiped, and I read that, and so it just connected. And it says in 5, I'll just read 5 real quick, 7. This says 7 through 10. "While he lived on earth, anticipating death, Jesus cried out in pain and wept in sorrow as he offered up priestly prayers to God. because he honored God. God answered him. He's done that. Boy, has he done that. Though he was God's son, he learned trusting obedience by what he suffered, just as we do. Then, having arrived at the full stature of his maturity and having been announced by God as high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Okay. We'll just butcher that, right? He became the source of eternal salvation to all who believingly obey him. So he learned trusting obedience by what he suffered. So I'm learning. I guess I'm in the process still. He loves me. He trusts me. It's only 80 days. You know, I'll get through it and I'll have the fruit from this experience of having to trust God and obey and follow the law of the land. It says follow the law of the land. It's authority set above you. And this is a consequence of action from 7 years ago. So, yeah, I just thought I'd say, hey, hope you're having a wonderful day. Lord, I just ask that you bless everybody on the other side of this phone, physically, mentally, emotionally. We all go through things we don't understand. So I ask you to give them understanding, protect them, love them and their family. In Jesus' name, I pray that you bless them all. Amen. Bye.